what they got shots now to give you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, quinine and calomel, they don't use that no more. That was years ago when they used that bit of stuff. And they had a medicine they called Three Sixes. I ain't never tasted anything any bitter in my life, Nesta. I take one dose and I ain't never taken no more. Said it break children people. But they done away with all that kind of medicine. Now they got you medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And I ring just like y'all will have a thing.
Mm-hmm. How did they take the quinine? Did it come in capsules?
In a capsule.
How could you taste it then?
My daddy used to put it in coffee and try to sweeten it and stuff to get us to take it.
Uh-huh.
And we just gag ourselves nearly to death.
Mm.
But we'd have to take it. That's the reason I don't like no beer. And I don't drink no beer.
It tastes bitter?
Yeah. I wouldn't drink no beer for nothing. I had enough quinine. I had bitters when I drank that quinine. Lord. Do you drink beer?
I don't care about it one way or the other, really.
I don't like it. I don't drink at all.
Mm-hmm.
Have I messed up your teeth?
No. What do you call it when you're getting old and your joints get stiff? You call that?
I'm getting old and stiff.
Yeah, you say you've got
stiff joints.
Uh-huh.
Stiff, I ring it all. Your joints are stiff.
Uh-huh. Or another name for that. You say you've got
arthritis.
Uh-huh.
That's all we can hear is arthritis.
Uh-huh.
Go to the doctor, you got arthritis.
What about a disease that children used to die from? They'd choke up in the night.
Diphtheria.
What's that?
Diphtheria.
Uh-huh. And a disease where your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow.
Yellow jaundice, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. What about when you have a pain down here?
Appendicitis.
Uh-huh. Anything people used to call that?
No. They called it appendicitis. What they call it up there?
Well, I was wondering if there's an old-fashioned name like cramp.
They call it penance. But it, most of the people said appendicitis.
Uh-huh. Say on an average sort of day, if someone asked you how you were feeling, what would you tell them?
Just fine.
Okay. Say if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you had to
vomit.
Any other ways of saying that?
Throw up.
Mm-hmm. Which is nicer to say?
Well, vomit, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. What about a really crude way of saying that?
I just throw it up and throw it up, I reckon. That's the only way I know.
Mm-hmm. What about puke or...
Oh, yeah, you can say I puked.
Uh-huh. If someone vomited, you'd say he was sick?
Yeah, at the stomach.
Uh-huh. And say if a boy kept on going over to the same girl's house, spending a lot of time with her, you'd say that he was...
Cold enough.
And he would be called her...
A sweetheart.
And she would be his...
Girlfriend. And he would be a boyfriend.
Uh-huh. And if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say that he had been...
Kissing.
Any other word for kissing?